I had been a hearer in the case of a lecture given on the efficacy and power of prayer. The speaker said that this lady was a godly lady, was sent home incurable with cancer. And they agreed among themselves, four of them, to continue praying until the mind of the Lord was more definitely and clearly known. And the result was that she recovered and lived for 16 years after that. And it is not of that disease that she died at all. The medical profession called that spontaneous healing. And there is no doubt about it that that was a definite answer to prayer. On the night of the bombing of London around St. Paul's, I went out at 12 o'clock and pled with the Most High, reminding him that his servant Alexander Peden, when pursued by the dragoons of Clever, prayed, "Lord, cast thy skirt around poor old Sandy," and the mist and the fog descended, and the dragoons had to turn back. "Thou art the same yesterday, today, and forever. May it please thee to cause such mist and fog to descend upon the Arab drones of Germany in Holland, Belgium, and France, that the bombing aeroplanes can neither get in or get out, so that the city of London around St. Paul's will be saved from the landmines." It was lit up to the sky. And about that, the bombing ceased. And it was afterwards recorded in the paper that such a mist and fog descended on the aerodromes of Holland, Belgium, and France that they got message while over London to return back, otherwise they could not land. And so that prevented the land mines from being dropped on London for that night. I pled with the Most High to allow one bomb to penetrate the roof of St. Paul's and smash to smithereens the idolatrous altar, and that was fulfilled, and the rest of St. Paul's was left intact. On this night, while a stiff breeze was blowing, a large area of southeast London was on fire, and the fire brigade of London was very helpless in the face of it all. I went out and pled with the Most High that as he could suspend the laws of nature, that he would intervene, and in spite of this breeze blowing, that he would stop this fire at once. I went in and came out shortly afterwards, and the fire was down to half. I went out again, and the fire had just vanished. And so next day it was recorded in the papers that someone asked the second in charge of the London Fire Brigade, "How do you account for that fire going out when there was every prospect of the place, the vast area, being burnt to ashes, seeing as this breeze?"